The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back. A little tiny thought for you here for the day, a little something to think about. Most people know about the long narrative poem of Dante, the Divine Comedy, right? Most of us read it in high school or something like that. In its three parts, the Purgatorio, the Paradiso, and the most famous of all is Dante's Inferno. And I think the reason why it's the most famous of all, from essentially what's the same work, is because the descriptions of the punishments of hell are ironic. The punishments of hell are directly related to the sins that the soul committed while they were alive on earth. So, for example, those who gave in to the sin of anger are destined to spend all of eternity fighting one another, drowning in the river Styx. Those whose sin was betraying those they love, people like Cain, people like Judas Iscariot, they tried to attain a false freedom at somebody else's expense, their sin is to be locked in ice for all eternity, unable to move, not even so much as an inch. For those whose sin was lust, in the second circle of hell, and they gave in to every whim, every passion, whatever came along, they just got blown right over without ever fighting back, without ever striving or trying. Their punishment is to be blown about by violent winds, back and forth by violent winds for all eternity, just as they were blown about on earth, so they'll find no rest, so they'll find no peace. All the ironic punishments in the Divine Comedy, it's an interesting illustration of what's one of the most famous lines in all the scriptures that you heard in the first reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. They sow the wind and they reap the whirlwind. Sow the wind, reap the whirlwind. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it means be careful. All your choices matter. They all add up. And whatever you give your heart to, you will get more of it. So, for example, if you give in to gossip, you'll find that it's easier and easier and easier to gossip some more. Some people give in to complaint, and their punishment is that they live eventually in a world in which they see nothing but fault. All they do is complain. Very similarly, anger. They give into their anger, they give into their anger, and their punishment is that they begin to realize that giving into their anger only makes them angrier. Or for some people, it's sloth. Can't bring themselves to get up from the easy chair or get up from behind the computer and being about the business of the day, and their punishment is it only gets harder. It only gets harder to be about the business of the day. Whatever you give your heart to, that you'll get more of. Kind of reminds me of a famous line from St. Augustine. He said, "My perverse will gave birth to sin. Sin became habit, and habit, not resisted, became necessity." sow the wind, reap the whirlwind. That's the bad news for the day, okay? Is there any good news for the day? Yes, there's good news, brothers and sisters. There's always good news. Here's the good news for the day. It comes from the line of St. Paul. It's the exact same principle, which St. Paul says, where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds. Does sin abound in our world today? Yes or yes? Yes. Okay. Hey, where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds. You know what that means? That means God's grace abounds like never before in the world in which we live, and all we have to do is realize that even when you slip and you fall, you make a wrong choice, and heaven knows we do it a dozen times a day, a dozen times before 12 noon, right? Learn to see that as a springboard back to God, because he always puts a springboard back to himself into the heart of anybody who's trying to follow him. For example, you slip, you fall into sin, you become disgusted with yourself. Springboard back to God. Or you try and you try and you try and you fail and you fail and you fail, and yesterday is just like the day before, and this week is just like last week, and you become weary with your own mediocrity. Learn to hear the voice of Christ in that. If your heart is given to the Lord, he'll use even your sins and faults to become a springboard back to him. Now, we all know Jesus is merciful, right? Right, right. If Jesus isn't merciful, we are all in a lot of trouble. He's very, very merciful. But this is something you might find kind of interesting. In a sense, there's one area in which Jesus is not merciful. He's absolutely merciless. You know what that area is? He's absolutely merciless in rooting up every last one of our faults. He will not rest until they're all gone. And sometimes when you hear that voice prompting you to get up and return back, learn to see that as God's invitation. You reap the wind, you sow the whirlwind. That works for the bad, that also works for the good. That's why I'm so fond of saying, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen.